35 Republicans joined Democrats in the House of Representatives to approve a bill creating a bipartisan commission to investigate the January 6th Capitol insurrection. During debate on the House floor, a few Republicans spoke in support of the bill, but most did not, to the dismay of Democrats. Tim Ryan is a Democrat from Ohio.
I want to thank the gentleman from New York and the other Republicans who are supporting this and thank them for their bipartisanship. To the other 90% of our friends on the other side of the aisle, holy cow, incoherence. No idea what you're talking about. Benghazi, you guys chased the former Secretary of State all over the country, spent millions of dollars. We have people scaling the Capitol, hitting the Capitol police with lead pipes across the head, and we can't get bipartisanship. What else has to happen in this country?
Ryan called the Republican opposition a slap in the face to every rank-and-file cop in the nation.
If we're going to take on China, if we're going to rebuild the country, if we're going to reverse climate change, we need two political parties in this country that are both living in reality, and you ain't one of them.
Republican Dan Bishop of North Carolina spoke against creating the commission. He took issue with calling the January 6th event an insurrection.
When the images are raised, the lurid images about insurrection, let me just say this. If it was an insurrection, it was the worst example of an insurrection in the history of mankind.
I agree with you.
It was a riot, it was a mob, and it was significant, and it was troublesome. But this is not bipartisanship.
Other Republicans claimed falsely that the commission would be controlled by staff picked by Democrats. That claim was disputed by Republican John Katko of New York, who negotiated the bill with Democrat Benny Thompson. Katko explained that the commission, five Democrats and five Republicans, would jointly set rules and choose staff with approval by both the Democratic chair and the Republican vice chair. Other Republicans complained that the commission would not look at violence beyond January 6th. Marjorie Taylor Greene is a Republican from Georgia. She says the media would use a commission to smear Donald Trump and his supporters and cover up what she calls the real damage.
In this past year, we have witnessed violent riots in the American cities all over this country. We have witnessed tremendous damage. Minneapolis city officials estimate 700 buildings were damaged, burned, or destroyed, including 360 local businesses. There has not been a commission launched to study the reasons why that happened. There has not been an investigation to stop the BLM Antifa riots that have hurt innocent people, attacked government buildings, federal courthouses, taken over police precincts, created autonomous zones in the city of Portland, and done so much damage to people all over the country.
Several Democrats questioned why Republicans would oppose the measure.
Trump does not want this commission. That can be my only explanation.
Steny Hoyer is a Democrat from Maryland. He countered Republican complaints like those of Green, who say the commission's focus is too narrowly focused on the January 6th Capitol attack.
An issue with reference to a unique event, not just a demonstration that's occurred, and I grew up in the 60s, whether it was civil rights, Vietnam, a lot of demonstrations. But the Capitol of the United States was not attacked. It was not invaded. It was not breached. The work of the Congress of the United States was not stopped because people were trying to get through the door. With some members trying to stop them, who then said these are just tourists.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell and other Republicans have said a commission is not needed because a House Select Committee could conduct the investigation. Democrat Hoyer has said that would be an option if the Senate does not pass the bill. But Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi made clear in the House debate that it is not her preferred option.
My colleagues, the press says to me, why don't you just go do your own task force, your own select committee and to investigate this? You have the votes, you have the subpoena power, you have this or that. I said, I don't want to do that. We want this to be, as it is shaped, bipartisan, with shared responsibility, shared staff, in a way that the public will have respect for the outcome.
With the vote of 252 to 175, the House has sent the measure to the narrowly divided Senate, where its fate remains clouded. It would need at least 10 yes votes from Republicans to pass, and a filibuster by the minority party could prevent the bill from even being debated or amended. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.